Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Turn it up Tuesday. How about some Wasp? Come on, Nolan. Axl Rose and John Lennon compared to Blackie Lawless. Even though Blackie Lawless from Wasp was a minor league baseball player, if I'm not mistaken, in the Giants organization way back when. Or he lied. Who knows? NFL draft, that's true. Orioles in first place, that's true. Baltimore baseball tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and Ryan Ripken coming up at 6. Orioles going for the series win, buying Grace Rodriguez. Got all that coming your way. Ryan will be joining us at 12:30, as a matter of fact. But Ravens 30th pick in the draft, here to preview. I mean, he's been getting his intel. He's been getting all the information he can get. Maybe he could share some of it with us. He's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. USA Today, it's the Raven Wire. Joins us every Tuesday. Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, what's up?
Good morning, guys. We're 2 days away, which is crazy to think about. Ravens 9 picks, picking at 30. Could be some surprises that happen. I don't know. No one really knows what happens on draft night until it actually starts going. So I'm excited to see what happens.
Well, to that point, look ahead to Thursday night. Say the Ravens stay at 30, which would be what, Vinny? About 11 o'clock? Somewhere along those lines.
8, 11, probably 11:15, maybe.
There you go. So, Kevin, you're up. You've had your 70th coffee. 11:15 pops up. Ravens present the card to Sheriff Goodell, and he goes, with the 30th pick, Ravens take Johnny Superstar wide receiver. Your surprise level would be what?
Not super surprised. In this wide receiver class, obviously you have the big three, Marvin Harrison Jr., Roma Dunze, and Malik Nabers. They're not going to be in that territory. But you look at guys like A.D. Mitchell, Xavier Worthy, Keon Coleman. The one that I'm really – the sleeper pick for me and the one that I've kind of been thinking about in my head, and I'm like, this really makes sense, is Xavier Leggett from South Carolina. He's a guy that has had his draft type has been their all-draft process, but it feels like he's going to be a first-round pick. He was getting a lot of second-round hype, but now he's moved up. Carolina, I think, has had 4 visits with him, obviously. They have the first pick in the second round, so I think that might be his floor in that, like, T. Higgins, Michael Pittman Jr. range. But I think a team like Baltimore, a team like Kansas City, a team like Buffalo, those teams all could try to go and nab Leggett before. And, again, the fifth-year option, even though it's changed a little bit, still super valuable. Leggett has that bigger body. He does have speed to him, big catch radius, and that's the type of player I think the Ravens need in their wide receiver room right now. And there are a bunch of those guys that the Ravens could take at 30. So I would not be shocked. I know there's a bunch of conversation about, well, the Ravens took Marquise Brown in 2019, Rashad Bateman in 2021, Zay Flowers in 2023. But, I mean, where are those guys now? Marquise Brown hasn't been in Baltimore for a couple of years. Rashad Bateman, it's kind of up in the air what's going on with him right now. And then obviously Zay has worked out in year one, but receiver is still a need. The only guy that's a sure thing on the roster and only after a year is Zay Flowers. So wouldn't be shocked at all if they go that route.
So, Kevin, I'm thinking that if if it's close, you know, if there's a receiver close, a DB close, an O-lineman close, I think they go O-line, don't you?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, offensive line is the biggest need on this team, and it's not particularly close. You have three starters. Now, the thing that I'm interested to see is I think everybody is so focused on tackle right now, and I mean rightfully so. Morgan Moses is gone. Ronnie Stanley's not a long-term piece, but they do have interior options, two spots. Would they kick a guy inside? How much trust do they have in a guy like Daniel Faalele? Do they trust the Ben Cleveland? How much, you know, is Andrew Voorhees the guy for them? So it's going to be interesting because it's going to depend on, I think, the middle of the first round. If there's a run on offensive linemen in the middle of the first round, particularly guys like Troy Faltani, Talib Fuaga, Amarius Mims, you can throw in that conversation. If those guys go early, a lot of other guys are going to start to go early, and that starts the trend. So then if you're Baltimore and you get there and you have your choice of guys, but they're a BPA team, so they're not going to reach for a guy that's, you know, a third-round grade in the first round, second round. You know, it depends on the board. So to me, this offensive line class, and we've talked about it at length, you know, 6 to 8 first-round offensive linemen just in this class alone. So if Baltimore has their pick of guys, I do think offensive line would be the choice. It's not necessarily the flashy pick, but it's a pick that has to be made.
Would there be a guy that, if there was one of the old linemen that was dropping some, just any of those 6 or 7 guys that, you know, everybody talks about, if they dropped, you know, if they started dropping and, you know, you're sitting like at 23, 24, do you see the Ravens going up for anybody?
I think they could. I don't think there's a non-zero chance. I think there is more of a likelihood they trade back than trade up, but mm-hmm. I still think they could. Now, the thing that I'm looking at in terms of a comparison to what that would look like that has actually happened is Kyle Hamilton, and they didn't do anything. They sat there and waited. And I, you know, once he got to pick 10, I was kind of like, oh, is he going to trade up? Is Eric DaCosta going to trade up? So maybe they just want to play the board the way they want to play it and stay. But personally, if there's a talented guy, and again, in your scenario, right, you're not asking them to move up to 15 or move up
no.
to 10. Like, you know, it's not that situation. So I think parting with whatever it would be to move up there, whether it be a third or a couple fourths, whatever it is to move up 5, 4, 3 spots, I think would be worth it if there is a player of that caliber, and then you see if it's that guy and then there's a huge drop off and you know it's a position of need. Yeah, if I'm Baltimore, I would definitely move up there and try to get that guy.
How about a guy like Latu? You know, because Latu, to me, he's the most natural rusher in the draft, but he's had the neck issue. And if he were to drop, maybe some people, I'm guessing some people will have him off their boards. If he were to drop and got into one of those similar spots, into the low 20s and stuff, do you see the Ravens going to make a move there?
It could happen. And the edge class is so interesting to me. I know Eric DaCosta called it kind of average, which I do agree with to an extent.
No, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I think to me, you know, they're not going to be in the Dallas Turner range. But it's interesting because, again, another comparison, it's not exactly one for one because I think with a guy like Jermaine Johnson, there are some character issues some teams have. But Jermaine Johnson was expected to be a pick in that 2021 draft that, oh, is he going to go in the top 10? Is he going to go in the top 15? And then the character concerns draft, I think he went 28th or something or somewhere around there, if I'm not mistaken. So that was an option. Now the Ravens took Tyler Linderbaum with their second first-round pick, and that's worked out pretty well for him. But I think that the edge position, even though the Ravens did sign Kyle Van Noy, and that kind of lessens, they're not pigeonholed, let's say, into taking an edge here. Again, they're a BPA team, so if they feel like a guy like Latu, and I think he's a super talented player, but again, the injury history, does that scare them, or do they have those medical flags on him? I would, and it depends, because the Ravens didn't need a safety when they drafted Kyle Hamilton, and you could argue, yeah, they should trade up to 10 and go get him. So they're a BPA team. They're going to take best player available. Now, luckily this year for the Ravens, BPA, there are going to be guys all across the board, likely all across the board, that are going to line up with their needs. But again, you start talking about defensive linemen and those types of needs, then that's a different conversation. But edge is still a need for them, despite Kyle Van Noy coming back. And I think a guy like Latu would be phenomenal in this Baltimore defense, if the health holds up, of course.
Kevin, what are you looking forward to Thursday night? the first round. What intrigues you the most about this draft?
I think to me, I'm interested to see not the quarterback situation early, but honestly in the middle of the first round. Where does a guy like Bo Nix go? Does Michael Penix get drafted a little earlier? Because if you're thinking about this from a Ravens perspective, and mm-hmm. you know, we know Baltimore needs offensive linemen, we know they need wide receiver, corner, edge. You want to see a bunch of quarterbacks go before you pick at 30. That pushes other guys down.
Yep.
Obviously, Johnny Newton, the defensive lineman, you hope he goes before 30. Brock Bowers is going to go, so that'll help a little bit. So it's those types of positions. But I'm interested because we talked about Baltimore trading up, but if Michael Penix is still available at 30, and you know we've kind of floated this idea a little bit, but if a team loves him and it's kind of like what the Ravens did with Lamar Jackson back in 2018, trading up, getting the fifth-year option. Baltimore gave up those 2 seconds. I think that Baltimore could, depending on how far back they would go in the second round, make that move, because ideally you'd have 6 to 8 guys or whatever it is, 3 to 4, that you would take at 30. And then if you move back a couple spots, you would hope that those guys are still available. And you say, hey, we just got a guy we take at 30, at 35, and we got extra draft capital. So that's something I'm intrigued about. There are going to be moves in throughout this draft. I'm sure Eric DeCosta is going to make one of them at least. So I'm excited for that personally.
He's Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Not as big a deal as the draft. Real quick, Kevin, what's all the hubbub about this alternate helmet we're reading about here?
Yeah, people have wanted this one for a long time, I think, with all the jerseys. We've seen teams get the alternate helmets. We'll see. I'm excited for it. You know, the alternate Raven bird, the front-facing one, reportedly rumored. Hasn't been anything announced yet, but I'm excited to see hopefully what it'll be, because I think for Baltimore, having those uniform combos, having more of them at least, is really exciting.
Yeah, get that $200 out to buy the jerseys and the replica helmet. What's happening on the Ravens Wire?
Yeah, just gearing up towards the draft, getting those last articles out, and then obviously during the draft, we'll have all that coverage over there. So we'll be talking about who the Ravens picked, and then obviously over the course of those next couple of days, options for Baltimore in each of those 7 rounds.
Kevin, appreciate the time. As always, we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Absolutely, guys. Always appreciate it. Talk soon.
All right, Kevin.
Kevin Ostreicher, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, whip around, busy night in sports. Yes, we got you covered. Then another draft profile, another quarterback, a guy that could be either the biggest reach of that night, or maybe the most shrewd pick of them all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Vinny and Haney's Whip. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes.
the best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
All right. Whip around, Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. The NBA playoffs, fast and furious. It's only the first round. So much drama. And last night out in the Mile High City, defending champions come from behind and then close the deal at the buzzer.
Denver with the timeout. We are tied.
I love it. Don't call it. Tie ball game. Worst can happen. We go to overtime. Murray makes a move. Denver.
The Nuggets have won.
TNT on the call. How can you not like Kevin Harlan, by the way?
He's awesome.
You got a lot of critics out there. Hollering Harlan.
Oh, is that what they call him?
Yeah. Well, what about what's his name on Fox?
Gus Johnson.
Yeah.
I mean, a first down on the first series of the drive. He's losing his mind like he scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Are you a Hollering Harlan fan, Nolan McGraw?
I didn't know there was a contingent of people that didn't like
him. Yeah, I figured he's like ice cream and beer.
Like he's one of the most talented. He does every sport, it seems.
Yeah, I'm down with Kevin Harlan. Him and Reggie Miller on the call last night.
Now his dad, if I'm not mistaken, was the president of the Packers.
Bob Harlan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. But Jamal Murray, his final two of the 20 points over a leaping Anthony Davis as Denver was down big against L.A. LeBron James was not happy with the officiating after the game. And when you lose at the buzzer, probably not something you want to enjoy. And we'll get to the officiating here in a second. But 101-99 final score as the Denver Nuggets go up 2-0 over L.A. back in Los Angeles on Thursday. Oh, the old Joker kind of gets lost in the sauce. About 27 points, 20 rebounds, 10 assists. Remember me?
Yeah.
New York last night. It was the Knicks coming from behind. They were down 5 with less than a minute left. Then all kind of crazy things happening with timeouts not called, turnovers, fouls not called. And the Knicks win 104-101 over the Sixers. Dante DiVincenzo hits a late three, proved to be the difference. Hartenstein with a block on Tyrese Maxey, who had 35 in the losing effort for Philly. Now New York is up 2-0 in that Eastern Conference first-round series. Also, it was Cleveland 96-86 over the Magic. Donovan Mitchell had 23. So Cavs are up 2-0. Tonight, Phoenix at Minnesota. T-Wolves up 1-0. Indiana at Milwaukee. Bucks up 1-0. Dallas at the Clippers. L.A. is up 1-0 in that series there on the ice last night. By the way, so far, all home teams have won in the NBA. No home losses yet.
Wow.
We're only, what, 2 games in some series. But Stanley Cup, Toronto, they're taking on Boston. They lose the opener. Toronto's known to gack in the playoffs, but no gacking last night.
Back to Labushkin, and on the right side, it's Domi. Flipping it ahead, he's got Matthews in! Matthews scores! Go-ahead goal with 7:54 left!
Sportsnet Toronto on the call was Austin Matthews as the Maple Leafs get a much-needed 3-2 win over the Bruins.
And Bob, you probably remember Domi's dad. He was a big
Ty
fighter.
Domi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he made a beautiful pass. He flipped it up in the air, and Matthews took off like a receiver. And then, like, dropped it down with his hand onto the ice and had a breakaway to get the game winner. It was a beautiful play.
Now, Toronto, as we talked about, Vinny, they've had some shortcomings in the postseason. Does this catapult them to the upset here? Maybe.
Well, they're going
Boston.
Back home. So I'm guessing, Bob, that's when we finally, you know, did we get the monkey off our back? We're getting ready to see. And, like, before, I mean, they lost 5-1 in the opener. They got spanked in the opener, so we'll see. But the Bruins, they lost their last two, I think, on purpose to get Toronto because they did not want Florida.
Careful what you wish for. Carolina 5-3 over the Islanders. Speaking of gacking, Islanders last night.
Yeah, 3-0, Bob. They're up 3-0, and they got outscored 5-3. From the end of the second period into the third. I mean, it was unbelievable. You're up 3-1 late in the game. And then Carolina scores, make it 3-2, and then you pull your goalie, and they score. They score, and 9 seconds later, they scored a game winner. And it was like, are you – you got to be kidding me. I mean, the I don't know if the Islanders can come back from that.
Carolina up 2-0 now in that series. Vegas 4-3 over Dallas, game one of that Western Conference Stanley Cup series. Golden Knights up 1-0, and then Edmonton in a high-scoring affair. They beat the Kings 7-4.
And Bob, the people give Vegas a lot of crap because Stone, who came back last night because he'd been out since for a couple months because he had a ruptured spleen. So when you put a guy on long-term injury, LTI, his salary doesn't count on the cap. So you can go get more. You can use his cap money to go get more players. And if you got an owner that's willing to spend, which they do, they went and got a couple more players. And what they then in the playoffs, Bob, you can bring those guys back because the cap doesn't count in the playoffs. So you've got all these extra good players on your team, and that's what Vegas does. And two of the guys were the ones that scored last night.
Yeah, they're not breaking the rules, taking advantage.
Yes, they are.
Of the rules. Caps tonight at the Rangers, down 1-0 in that one. 7 o'clock.
I mean, the Caps got to show a pulse offensively. That's the thing. They got to get some shots on goal. They got to get some pucks in the net. Otherwise, it's going to be a quick series.
And real quick, Tampa, they're at Florida. Florida's up 1-0. Colorado at Winnipeg. Jets up 1-0. Nashville at Vancouver. Canucks up 1-0 there. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's the whip around on this Turn It Up Tuesday. It is April the 23rd. This day in Orioles history, 50 years ago today, gets the Angels at Memorial Stadium. Rich Coggins, base hit, scores Don Baylor. Bob Reynolds gets the win. Bullet Bob Reynolds at that. Orioles 4-3, 1983 in Anaheim. 3-1 Orioles, Rich Dower and Disco Dan Ford had ribbies. John Shelby, 4-for-5 with a run. Scored Scott McGregor, complete game. His second win of the year, 1989, Memorial Stadium against the Twins. Mickey Tettleton hit a homer. Cal had a ribby. Bob Mulacky, 3-hit shutout. Orioles over Minnesota, 3-0, as we said. 10 years ago today, Rogers Center, Orioles down 6-1, but they come blasting back. Nelson Cruz, 2 homers, including a grand slam. He had 5 ribbies. Chris Davis and Matt Wieters also 1 yard. Chris Tillman survived 5 to get the win. Tommy Hunter the save, 10-8. Orioles had come from behind fashion. NFL draft in New York, 1989. That would be 35 years ago today. Troy Aikman, UCLA, number one pick by the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow, 1989. That's just seems it seems like just yesterday.
Bob. Yeah, watching it on television.
UCLA. Well, when I was at Minnesota in, what, 85 or 86, he was the quarterback at Oklahoma, and they were number one in the country, and they beat us 13-7.
Yeah, then he broke his ankle.
In that game.
Now, he got hurt against Miami.
Okay.
And then Jamil Holloway took over. He transferred. They actually won the national championship the year Aikman got hurt. But anywho, Barry Sanders won 3 to Detroit. Derek Thomas won 4 to Kansas City. Deion won 5 to Atlanta. Hey, Steve Atwater won 20 to Denver.
Oof.
4 of the first 5 picks were Hall of Famers. Tony Mandarich, what, number 2?
Oh, Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Juicer.
Yeah, 2005 NFL Draft, New York. Alex Smith, number 1 out of Utah to San Francisco. The Ravens took one of Nolan's favorite Ravens of all time, Mark Clayton, wide receiver out of Oklahoma, pick number 22. No? Why no Mark Clayton?
Nobody likes Mark Clayton.
Yeah, you were just a little kid back then. You weren't even 10 years. Get out of here. Aaron Rodgers went number 24 overall to Green Bay. That worked out pretty well for them. And then 4 years ago tonight, it was the COVID draft.
Really?
Remember Sheriff Goodell? Was
doing it from home.
Yeah, we were all there at home. Joe Burrow went number 1 to Cincinnati. Ravens took Patrick Queen with pick number 28.
And it didn't even start for them in their national championship season. And then started 9 games.
It's 58 Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, speaking of the draft, this year's draft, Thursday night in Detroit. Ravens have the 30th pick, but we're talking quarterbacks right now. Ravens might take one. It won't be a 30, we don't think. But a guy that could go in the top five, depending on how this board shakes out, is on the clock next. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw. And then Jason Colt, longtime NFL writer. He's going to be joining us. News from the Nest Style coming up top of the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
McCarthy doubles out of the pocket and launches. End zone Wilson.
J.J. McCarthy doing some great things. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Draft Profiles continue on as we're literally 2 days away from the first round of 2024 draft. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Let's get to the guy that seems to be rocketing up the draft boards out of Ann Arbor.
Yeah, J.J. McCarthy, probably the most talked about guy in this. Excuse me. Probably the most talked about guy in the draft out of Michigan. 6'2.5", 219, jersey number 9, 31 5/8 arms, 9-inch hands. 6'8", 2 three cone, which is awesome. And three cones change of direction. And 4.23 short shuttle, which is very good too. Another change of direction. Now he's a 4-star recruit out of IMG. In 2021 at the University of Michigan, 11 games, 516 passing yards, 58.6%, 5 touchdowns, 25 rushes for 152 yards. The starter, Bob, transferred to Iowa, correct? And then he got hurt at Iowa. In 2022, 13 games, 2,719 yards, 65% completion, 22 touchdowns, 70 rushes for 306, 5 touchdowns. And then in 2023, 240 of 332, 72.3%. 2,991 yards, 22 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 64 rushes for 202 yards and 3 touchdowns, had 19 sacks. He had 71% completion percentage on the road, 7 touchdowns, 1 interceptions. Versus top 25 teams, 72 of 103 for 716 yards, 70%, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Third down, 53 of 79, 729 yards, 67%, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. In the fourth quarter, 24 of 34. They threw it 34 times the whole season in the fourth quarter, which is unbelievable. He threw for 293 yards, 70.6% completion, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. Now in 3rd and 6 plus, I think he was number 1 in the country. 43 of 59, 625 yards, 73% completion, which is amazing for 3rd and long. 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. I mean, Bob, the thing about him is like no interceptions, no inter- he does not turn the ball over. That is the biggest thing with him. He does not turn it over. His strengths, size, athletic ability, the three cone, shows touch, winner. He protects the ball, good fundamentals. He can get the ball into tight windows. Ball handling, he's excellent. He can throw accurately on the run, has run ability, will read progressions, quick feet in the pocket to avoid rush, good arm strength, good quick release, can throw from different arm angles, runs pro-style offense, stays calm, good rhythm passer. He can throw a deep ball, stands tall in the pocket and delivers. He can scramble, keeps eyes downfield and make a throw. Very effective with balls over the middle. He can create throwing lanes, weaknesses. He'll hold on to the ball at times and take some sacks, which if you're holding on to the ball is one of two things. You know, you're not reading coverage quickly enough, or you're just holding on the ball waiting for your one guy to get open. Needs to get more air under the deep ball. Throws it too flat, Lamar. Throws it flat. And that's one of the things he needs to work on is getting more air under the ball, just like Lamar. He'll overstride some on throws, which causes inaccuracy problems outside the numbers when he has to make a longer throw. Play experience, 2 years. 2 years is basically a play experience. So he has not played a lot. So I think this kid's going to get a lot better. In summary, JJ's a winner. That is a coachable kid. He'll continue to improve on everything. Wasn't asked to do a lot, but when called upon to make plays, he made them. Coaches will want to work with him. He's a sponge. And the biggest thing is he won't get you beat. That's the biggest thing about him. And I think he's going to just keep getting better and better and better because you haven't seen his potential. The thing that you know about him is he's super smart. He's been great, I guess, Bob, from what you hear, like in all the interviews and stuff, been fabulous with that. Protects the football. Face of the franchise type guy. No characters. You know, leader of that football team. So, ran a pro-style offense. So you have a pretty good idea of what you're going to get when you get him.
Mel Kiper Jr. has J.J. McCarthy as his fourth-rated quarterback, and his up came out today. ESPN.com, big board, quarterback rankings, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and then McCarthy. And mock drafts right now at the Ying Yang Vinny, 48 hours plus away from the draft, have Minnesota moving up to get this guy.
And he would fit in that West Coast style of offense. The thing is, Bob, like right now, you're probably heating things up a little bit. Now, the GMs are making the calls now because it's starting to get more serious and you want to have a plan in place. The Vikings should already know, Bob, what it takes to get to 3-4.
Or five, number five. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Longtime NFL writer Jason Cole. Going to have some news from the nest, opinions about the Ravens at 30 and the draft in and of itself. Let's count that, turn it up Tuesday money, hopefully at 12:15. And then Ryan Ripken's going to be joining us as we talk about the Orioles win last night, the call-up of Heston Kerstad, and look ahead to game 2 against the Angels with the A's looming over the weekend. And that draft profile flip to wide receiver, which might be a more realistic option for the Ravens at 30.
Vinny and Haney, two opposites attracted by a paycheck. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Metallica, chosen by you, the people. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request, plus for text line. 410-583-1057. Jason Cole, talking about the draft with him. Top of the hour, buy or sell, 12:15. Let's count our money. Ryan Ripken. Talk about the win last night. Albert Suarez, come on, man. Where'd you come from all of a sudden? Can he sustain it? Enjoy the ride, I guess, as long as it lasts. Then we got another draft profile coming your way. Switching to wide receiver, a guy that might be around at pick. Actually, most mocks haven't gone by 30, but he's in. Let's just say he's in the vicinity.
Yep.
He's in the neighborhood, so stay tuned for that. NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. American League East report at 1:15. Busy day in the division and throughout baseball. And then SeanDevaneyHeavy.com. Talk about the controversy with the officiating in New York. And then the Lakers down 0-2. And some other interesting things going on in the NBA playoffs. But let's bring Nolan in quickly. Nolan, what's happening?
Doing pretty good. I made it through the whole game last night, surprisingly. Didn't fall asleep. We'll see what happens tonight. I wasn't optimistic, but
They kept me up. The O's kept me up.
And to Bob's point, who texted earlier, like I fell asleep. Webb was still pitching. Like they had just yanked Cano, and then Webb comes in. So I didn't sit through in real time what Kimbrel was doing. And then when I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning, I said, hey, the Orioles won. It was nice. Awesome. Then you watched it, and like, yeah, I'm sure I would have been kind of running hot if I'm watching it take place. But, right. You know, Craig Kimbrel doing Craig Kimbrel stuff. Got to be honest with you. If I'm Mike Trout, I'm a little agitated by that strike zone.
Yeah, he took blame afterwards.
He got rung up there a little bit. There.
Heard his comments, basically, I mean, saying that there should never be a scenario where I'm watching, you know, strike three to end the game, whiff by me. You got to swing at some point.
Sure.
But, yeah, both of those were borderline there. Yeah, even the one he swung through was probably borderline if he didn't swing.
But that's a them problem.
Yeah.
If they've lost five in a row. But Suarez, we talk about the incredible stories of the Orioles season, and this hasn't even been a week. He made his debut last, what, Wednesday against Minnesota, and he's come out and probably thrown the best two starts of any Orioles pitcher. Well, you know, outside of the home run Burns gave up to Trout the season opener, where he had a bunch of K's there, and Irvin was great on Sunday. But this guy, back-to-back starts?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come on, man. Yeah. Keep it rolling.
One is a fluke. Two is not a fluke. So there's something here. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I'll say this. You spend 6 years away from the majors, not really a lot of tape out there on you. He surprised the fans. I think he's surprising the Twins and the Angels.
Yeah.
When he's out there on the mound, they have no resume to look at when it comes to him. Mm-hmm. What's his pitch mix like? What does he like to go to in these situations? And it's like they're seeing it for the first time, just like us.
Yeah. More Loch Ness Monster sightings than Albert Suarez sightings over the last 7 years. Kerstad's up. Thumbs up there, Nolan.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, anytime one of your top guys coming up. Like I said earlier, I don't know how much he's going to play, but I agree with you. A righty, you're a little lefty heavy here. Get a chance for a righty. Makes sense.
Yeah, and hey, look, there's a righty pitching tonight. He'll be in the lineup. He'll be in left field tonight as the Orioles take on the Los Angeles Angels. Baltimore baseball tonight, me and Ryan Ripken. Coming up here at 6 o'clock, getting you ready for Game 2. We're brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. We got a funhouse time, or are we going right to the break? You make the call, Norm.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what is fun? We haven't done one of these in a while. But
let's
we got
it.
Giveaways this week.
Oh.
Concert tickets. Two tickets to see Missy Elliott on the Out of This World, The Experience, not the tour, The Experience, coming to CFG Bank Arena on August 1st, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are on sale right now, but you could win a pair right now. I'm looking for caller number 5-410-583-1057. Again, caller number 5. I got two tickets to see Missy Elliott.
Number 5, baby. Make it happen. Jason Cole joining us next. News for the Nest. Talk about the upcoming draft with him. It's Count Our Money at 12:15 with Buy or Sell. And then Ryan Ripken's going to be joining us. We'll talk Orioles. Birds are in first place in the American League East. How about that?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.